There was a young Achaean named Euchenor, noble and rich, having his house at Corinth, a son of the visionary Polyidus. When he took ship, he knew his destiny, for Polyidus had foretold it often. He was to die of illness in his Megaron, or else go down to death at Trojan hands amid the Achaean ships. Two things at once he had therefore avoided: the heavy fine men paid who stayed at home, and the long pain of biding mortal illness. Paris's arrow pierced him below jaw and ear, and quickly life ebbed from his body. The cold night enwrapped him. And the rest fought on like fire's body leaping. Hector had not learned that Trojans on their left flank near the ships were being cut to pieces. Victory there was almost in Achaean hands. Poseidon urged them on so, and so lent them strength. But Hector held that ground where first he broke through gate and wall and deep ranks of Danaans. There, where the ships of Ajax and Protesilaus were drawn up on the grey sea beach, and landward the parapet had been constructed lowest. Here in chariots or on foot, the Achaeans fought most bitterly. Boeotians, Ionians in long chitons, men of Locris, men of Thia, illustrious Epeii fought off Hector from the ships, but could not throw him back as he came on like flame. Athenians, picked men, were here. Their chief, Peteus's son, Menestheus, and his aides, Phidias and Strychius, rugged Bias. Next, the Epeian leaders, Meges, son of Phileus, Amphion and Dracius. Of Thia, then, Medon and staunch Podarces. Aye, this Medon, noble Oileus's bastard son and Ajax's brother, lived in Philisi, far from his fatherland, as he had killed a kinsman of Oileus's second lady, Areopis. As for the lord Podarces, he was a son of Iphiclus Philacides. These, then, in arms before the men of Thia, fought for the ships at the Boeotian's side. But Ajax, Oileus's quick son, would never, not for a moment, leave Telamonian Ajax. These two men worked together, like dark oxen pulling with equal heart a bolted plough in fallow land. You know how, round the base of each curved horn, the sweat pours out, and how one smooth-worn yoke will hold the oxen close, cutting a furrow to the field's edge? So these toiling heroes clove to one another.